We had a neighbor live below us. And while my father would be at work, he was on the hill digging post holes, and he set the line fence over a rod and a half on my father. So they was having this, they was surveying it. My daddy wouldn't stand for it. He knew it was changed. They camouflaged it till you couldn't hardly tell it because the rail fence, you know, you could get rid, there was no post holes. So my daddy had it surveyed, and we finally got the line fence straightened up. But I had five turkeys, and those turkeys wouldn't stay at home at all. They'd go down on this man down here, the man that set the fence over. The turkeys would go down. Of course, he was angry enough for my daddy to kill him. And the turkeys would go down there, and daddy would say, "Now, I'll go down through the woods to watch that he don't hurt you, and you go get your turkeys." So this one time I went, and I could hear him in the barn, gobble, gobble, gobble. And I went up there, and you don't know how I was shaking. I was scared to death, but I was this kind of a brave person. Nobody didn't back me down. Even when I was a kid, I did what I was supposed to do if I was scared to death. So I went up, and I said, "Mr. Helmick," I shouldn't have told his name, but I have, "Mr. Helmick, I want my turkeys." And he said, "You have to have $5 to get them." Now think of that. Back in 1912 or 14, $5 to get your turkeys out of hog. And I said, "I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going up there and open that barn and take my turkeys out of the barn. You better not hurt me or my daddy will get you." That's what I told him. And he turned right around and looked at that cemetery on the bank to see if he could see my daddy sitting over. That's where he was. He had the idea when he looked. That's where my daddy was sitting. So I opened the barn, turned my turkeys out. And he said, "Don't let them turkeys come down here the next time and shoot them." And I said, "If you do, I'll tell Senator Kidd." That was the lawyer down here at Glenville at that time, Senator Kidd. "If you do, I'll tell Senator Kidd." He was also the judge. And I remember now I was witty enough to talk back to that man. And afterwards, I was so scared I couldn't eat my supper. But Daddy, when I told Daddy what I told him, he took a good laugh. He said, "You've got a little bit of my blood in your body, haven't you?" He was right. I was always witty about things. I never let people really run over me. I'd be quiet a long time. But when it gets to the place where I had to, I would take my own part. And that's the way it is.